friends, it is Friday, May 24th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Our hearts and thoughts go out to the residents of Moore, Oklahoma, and other areas which have been so devastated by tornadoes. I watched a video about that this morning by Duchesne. It's very interesting. I recommend that you watch it. I will post it later on my schedule page. I really appreciate you for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Remember that tomorrow, May 25th, there is a march against Monsanto taking place in numerous locations around the country. And this is in opposition to the Monsanto Protection Act, which Obama signed on March 26, 2013, giving executive powers to the USDA, which grants permission to companies like Monsanto to sell its deadly genetically modified seed to farmers without any judicial accountability. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. He has several websites, one of which we will be focusing on today, 911nwo.com. Again, 911nwo.com. Dr. Carlstrom, welcome to the program.
Deanna, thank you.
Well, I'm very happy to have you on again. We haven't chatted in a while.
Yeah, it's nice to get back and have a chance to chat and compare notes. It's always very interesting, and I learn a lot, too.
Good. And we need to let our listeners know that you are a musician, which was very interesting to know, and you have sent me a couple of CDs that are very nice, and you're quite talented.
Well, thank you. I've always kind of been working, in academics, but there's a big part of me that loves music. I decided it would be hard to make a real living doing it, but I've always done it. And now that I'm retired recently, I'm an emeritus professor of geography. I have more time to dedicate to the music. So in addition to maintaining my websites and going to professional meetings and still getting out and doing some field work in earth science, I also more and more am focusing on my music, which is banjo, guitar, vocals, and piano.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. All righty. So today we're going to talk about brainwashing, mind control, and the controllers. I think this will be a very interesting program.
Yeah. Well, in our last interview, Deanna, I mentioned that I had been working on a series of papers that are posted on a website that you gave, 911nwo.com. And I live in Crestone, Colorado. And this is kind of billed as the Refuge of World Truths. We have 24 different spiritual groups here. The Manitou Foundation, which has ties to the UN, has granted land to these spiritual groups from all over the world. So we have, it's kind of Buddhaville here. We have lots of Buddhists and Hindus and you name it. And so at first I thought this was all just wonderful and warm and fuzzy and fun, and now I'm starting to see the problems with it. So I've investigated this by trying to answer a question. Is Crestone Baca the Vatican City of the New World Order?
All righty. Doctor, we do have to go to a real quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Eric Karlstrom. That's K-A-R-L-S-T-R-O-M, and he is an emeritus professor of geography from the California State University at Stanislaus. Alrighty, and the website that we're going to be discussing today is 911nwo.com, and you're going to be talking about mind control and the controllers.
Yeah, and just as I was saying before the break, Deanna, now I'm a little handicapped and retarded, I guess, by my age in terms of getting all these articles I write posted on the websites, but I now have these articles posted. It's a six-part series, again, under the title of, first of all, under the title of Is Crestone Baca the Vatican City of the New World Order? And then I moved in, there's another section, my part four is on the controllers, and their destructive mission. Part five is, how the controllers control us, the co-option and corruption of culture and institutions. And then part six, which is the longest, is on mind control, history and applications. And if I have the intestinal fortitude, I'll probably finish the series with part seven on destructive cults.
We should have booked you for a week.
I know. Well, we can come back. I'm glad to come back and talk to you. This is very challenging, difficult stuff, but I think it's extremely important. You know, I do have a website on the 911 fraud and another one on the global warming fraud. So there's a lot of frauds out there, and it's kind of punching our way out of the matrix, I think, is very important. And I think with these articles, I'm getting down to one of their most secret weapons, which is mind control. And it is an international thing. It's not just in the United States, although the CIA took the lead in the scientific advancement of mind control techniques after World War II with the MK Ultra top secret programs, which no doubt are ongoing. But this is an international project. Some refer to it, even psychologists refer to it as the international satanic conspiracy. So I think we need to look at some information, and then we need to try to make sense of it. But again, this is top secret stuff. Now we're in a position, there's books being written by psychologists who have worked with many, many survivors of mind control and told stories that are very similar. Many have had the same controllers and the same controlling programs. That is to say, survivors in different countries remember the same programmer and identify that person. So my next paper might be called Psychologists and Survivors to the Rescue? Because the information's out there now. And I am no expert in this field. I'm a geographer, but I do have the capacity to read widely and to try to make sense out of things. And what I'm doing essentially is a literature review. I'm reading books and summarizing. So my expertise is not the same as that of somebody who's worked with these survivors. But I can give you their names, the people who have written these books, and hopefully we can all learn from them.
Great. Okay. Well, you're obviously a good researcher, so.
Yeah.
That's what we do. I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah, we read and we synthesize and we write and we try to share the information. I'll give you the titles of a couple books that I think are particularly good. These are by professionally trained psychologists or psychiatrists. Cult and Ritual Abuse, Its History, Anthropology, and Recent Discovery in Contemporary America by James Randall Noblett and Pamela Sue Perskin, came out about 2000. This is a very academic and objective treatment of mind control, possession, cults through history and throughout the world. So it's an anthropological view. And then there's another one called Ritual Abuse and Mind Control, The Manipulation of Attachment Needs, edited by Epstein, Schwartz, and Schwartz. There's a chapter in here by Ellen Lacter, who is a PhD psychotherapist in the San Diego area, about torture-based mind control. And like I say, the cat's out of the bag. The information is out there. MK Ultra, of course, refined the techniques, but when you read these books, you see how they've been applied. Another one is called Healing the Unimaginable, Treating Ritual Abuse and Mind Control by Allison Miller. So that's just kind of a sampling of what's out there.
All righty, thank you. Are you there?
So okay. The applications of this are huge. I think that what we see is this is a secret weapon. Let's go back through our own history, and I'll mention some of the things that I've mentioned in the past in some of my earlier articles. Dr. John Coleman, PhD political science and former MI6, has written a number of books, Blowing the Whistle on the Tavistock Institute and the Committee of 300 and the Illuminati and things like that, and the Club of Rome. He said that the Tavistock Institute was formed about World War I, and it was formed out of the Psychological Warfare Division of the British Army. Sigmund Freud was enlisted earlier on, and so some of the top psychologists in the world, psychiatrists and psychotherapists, were enlisted in this effort. And what they tried to do is they studied shell-shocked soldiers, that's always hard to say, in World War I, not to try to cure them, but to try to figure out what it was that shattered their minds so that they could refine techniques that they could use to shatter the public mind. Okay, shell shock is more or less the same thing as post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Or if you see a couple of towers in New York fall down.
Absolutely. These same principles are applied in terrorism directed at the domestic population. So even even in World War I, the mandate was clear. Let's learn how to shatter the public mind, learning the psychological techniques that would be needed. So, of course, they did lots of experimenting on individuals, hence the MKUltra. And now I believe these techniques are being applied en masse to us, we the citizens of this country and others, and it's trauma-based mind control. The Kennedy assassination, 9-1-1, all these shootings, even the tornadoes, etc. All these could be examples of systematic trauma-based mind control in order to get the public to dissociate. When an individual is subjected to tremendous trauma, they kind of shut down, and their normal personality defenses stop functioning. And it's at that point that the controllers, the perpetrators, have learned they can split off, alter personalities, and create multiple personality disorder. And when a person dissociates, then they are extremely suggestible. In fact, what they want to do, and this is in many, many documents, they want to create a blank slate so they can rewrite your identity and personality on it. It's called tabula rasa. And this is, of course, what Ewan Cameron was doing for the CIA. He's the Scottish psychiatrist in Canada who in the 1950s was doing the most hideous MKUltra experiments called depatterning the mind, in other words, just completely erasing it, and then rebuilding it with a process he called psychic driving by playing 18 hours nonstop of messages and tape recorders that were embedded in football helmets that the patients would have to listen to. I mean, and he subjected his patients who were unwitting, who came in there for mild complaints, he subjected his patients to every kind of torture imaginable. Electroshock, sleep deprivation, massive doses of LSD and other drugs, you name it. I mean, this is the chamber of horrors. So when we get into this mind control stuff, and it goes back, way back into history, we're really talking about torture and deception being used on victims to shatter their personalities and their souls and create alter personalities which are deep in the subconscious or unconscious, so that the front personality may not or probably doesn't even know they're there. But these alters then can be triggered, triggered to do things that the front personality would probably not do and doesn't even know about. So there's amnesia barriers placed between these alters. And then there's an entire structure embedded in the person. The most effective way to do this sort of thing is to take a child between the ages of 2 and 4 and subject them to hideous abuse with deceptive tricks and whatnot, and cause them to dissociate into a number of alters, which can then be controlled and programmed by the perpetrators, who themselves were probably victims earlier in their life. Many of the people who've come forward didn't know until psychotherapy began that they themselves were programmers, that there were alters within them that were doing the programming. And interestingly enough, it takes an average of 6.8 years for an individual, after they've started psychotherapy, to realize that they themselves are multiple personalities or dissociated identity disorder victims, and then they can start to really reclaim these memories and then repudiate whatever deals they made, often with the devil or whatever, and expel these identities which are in their subconscious. Sometimes they don't expel them. Sometimes they just make friends with them. And it's like you have a whole structure, like you have a whole city within a person's consciousness. And the perpetrators know how to create this. It's very almost scientific what they do. A lot of it comes out of satanic.
I think they've probably evaluated these tactics for a good long time before they begin to implement them in practice on people. Alrighty, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance, concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. And you were talking, you mentioned earlier about LSD, and I had a gentleman on earlier this week, Jan Irvin, who talked about LSD and the music industry and the dissemination of free LSD at many of the concerts. And then when you brought that up, you know, you can kind of put it all together about how they actually took over the youth of the country through this method.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, the LSD story. I may try to write a paper about that if I still have the energy. But there's a couple of really good books. One's called Acid Dreams. Talks about the LSD and the social history of the 60s. And when you put this information together with what I learned about MKUltra, many of the sub-projects of MKUltra were dedicated to looking at the effects of all different kinds of drugs, and LSD was tested extensively. And the CIA doctors, psychiatrists at the top institutions all over the country, determined that it was a war weapon, that it was psychosis-producing, and they experimented on it. In fact, they even cornered the market on it. Eli Lilly made synthetic LSD for the LSD, for the CIA, and then, after they had done this 12 years of testing, they dumped it on the youth of America. Well, that's warfare. That's warfare against America. So you have to ask who runs the CIA. We have all these covert styles of war. But I wanted to mention to your readers one article which might kind of pull them into the information that we're talking about here. This is on the online under Hollywood Subliminals. .wordpress.com Project Monarch. And so it's a kind of a summary of Project Monarch with lots of pictures from Hollywood movies. and the subtitle is "The Information Found on This Page is Respectfully Dedicated to the Millions of Trauma-Based Mind Control Victims, Past, Present, and Future." It's by Secret Arcana and Vigilant Citizen, and it's on the origins and techniques of monarch mind control.
Well, give us that hollywoodsubliminals.wordpress.com. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And then the after that it's project/monarch, and it gives a short brief description of what the Monarch Project is, where it comes from, what it does. And the interesting thing I wanted to point out here, Deanna, is that how involved Hollywood is and always has been in terms of implementing these mind control techniques. Certainly Wizard of Oz was there's a lot of mind control scripts that follow the Wizard of Oz. These would be used then as triggers to trigger the victims to go from one altar to the next. And there's different kinds of programming, alpha, beta, theta, delta, et cetera, depending on whether they want to produce a Manchurian candidate type assassin or a sex kitten, such as Marilyn Monroe was, or a psychic killer or a drug mule or an information gatherer. They can actually, again, by accessing this, the unconscious, they can increase a person's capacity for memory almost infinitely, so that they can memorize documents after they look at them. And, of course, this has all kinds of uses for espionage, intelligence agencies. So basically what I'm coming to is that, these authors are coming to, is that several types of groups use these kinds of techniques. Certainly destructive cults, which can be kind of the underside even of legitimate religions to some extent. Certainly, many of them, most of them aren't legitimate religions. Then also military intelligence, spying, also organized crime when it comes to child pornography and prostitution. So there's a number of groups and countries that are involved. But I wanted to mention the Hollywood connection because I think you and I know who controls Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And just last night I watched a movie, came out in 1962, called The Manchurian Candidate, which a lot of people are familiar with. It's an excellent movie. In fact, it's a brilliant movie. The director was Stanley Kubrick.
Mm.
And this is based on a book that was written in 1959 by a guy named Richard Condon, which was fiction. But in the movie, in 1962... they, obviously, whoever wrote the script and directed the movie and played in it, had a pretty extensive understanding of what mind control is, how it works, how an assassin would be triggered to do the assassination, etc. And, of course, just like all Hollywood movies, they give you a lot of information, and then they take you off in a wrong direction. For instance, they give you the idea that all of this was done to American prisoners of war by Chinese and Russian scientists during the Korean War. Well, Richard Helms admitted in a hearing, I think probably the Church Committee hearings in 1975 that investigated the CIA activities, that the U.S. was always 5 years ahead of the communists in terms of these kinds of programs, but it's very typical that the CIA would justify their research publicly by saying that the Soviets and the Chinese are ahead of it. So, and then of course, right at the end of the movie, the hero who is the anti-hero who is the Manchurian candidate is taken out of his programming by Frank Sinatra. And he realizes what has happened, and then he does something heroic, and he kills the real bad guys instead of who
right.
he's supposed to kill.
So, we do have to take a break. I'm sorry. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick this up on the other side. Very interesting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. And, Doctor, you were talking about the Manchurian Candidate and the movie from 1962. I think they recently did a remake of that movie.
That's right. Yeah, I think 2004 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Denzel Washington. Yeah. I haven't actually. I don't remember watching that, but I've watched Kubrick's movie two or three times now. In fact, I bought it. And it is mind-bogglingly smart and clever. And what they knew about mind control back in 1962 was very extensive. So this, I think, is an example of what we call predictive programming, where Hollywood tells you what's coming, but they cloak it in a way that most people look at it as fiction. And so this is all part of the very, very clever way that Hollywood is, and the media is part and parcel of this long-term goal, which does involve, I think, world conquest, the
right.
Emerging Jewish world state, if you want to call it that. Very, very clever. And if we look at the movie with Matt Damon, The Bourne Identity, there's three movies, and that
right.
gives you
uh-huh.
much more information about mind-controlled military. But again, it takes you off in the wrong direction. It fictionalizes it. And it says that he volunteered as an adult for these dangerous missions. Well, these kinds of trained assassins that are built usually by torture and abuse and deception, very ritualistic, when they're children. They don't have any choice. And they don't turn on their sponsors like Matt Damon did and win.
So Obama probably won't turn on his if I don't know whether I'm joking or whether I'm serious here.
I don't either, but I think it's a it's something to consider. I mean, of course, people talk about the scar on the back of his head. I think he is a complete product of the CIA.
Oh, whether absolutely.
Whether he was put in mind control programs as a child, I think he probably was. But I'm not going to, you know, insist on that or anything, but it's something to look at.
Sure. Now, you mentioned Kubrick, and he was also involved in the supposed moon landing, and I've had a couple of guests on the program, three or four guests on the program talking about that, Greg Kalina and Jared White, David McGowan, Dave Martin, they talked about his involvement in those things, in that particular operation.
Yeah, Kubrick, of course, is a genius. He's Jewish, of course, and... And so they're always playing all sides of this thing. They have this inside knowledge, and they get to play with how much they want to reveal and how. And he revealed a lot more information about mind control in his shocking movie for the time, Clockwork Orange. I think 2001 has some occult themes in it. And then, of course, the darkest of them all is Eyes Wide Shut, in which he actually shows that the world is being run by Satanists. And he shows the rituals.
Well, yeah, I don't know, right?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, the story goes that he was killed shortly after that movie. I don't know if he was killed or under what circumstances he died. But, you know, and again, how Hollywood and the media spins these things is almost as interesting, because after that movie came out, I remember Time and Newsweek both had cover stories that showed Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise and how shocking this movie was, and it was all about sex. Well, the movie's not about sex. The movie's about the fact that a satanic group runs the world, you know.
Right.
But sex is the cover. And so since sex is such a, you know, kind of a high-profile thing, we can supposedly be yanked this way and that way by, you know, a beautiful body here or a beautiful body there. But this is... this is the reality, and Kubrick showed it. And so very interesting Hollywood's relationship to these things. And in the WordPress website I just gave you, it's like 90 pages or 100 pages. There's lots and lots of references to different movies that show you how this programming works. So again, these are subliminals. And I think the goal is to program everybody so that we are mind-controlled slaves, and we are not capable. Our souls are shattered, our spirits are shattered, we are manipulated this way and that way, and we're fooled. You know, torture and deception, that's the whole basis of it, and it starts with this ritual abuse with kids, and it's, of course, also experimented on with adults. They want to do it to adults, too. But if you really want the really, you know, alpha, beta, theta, Delta programming, that's the most effective when a child is 2 to 4 or 6.
And what better reason to get them into an early child daycare kind of an environment?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think there's any question of what was going on with the McMartin case. This is certainly an example of cult mind control, pedophilia. There's a very extensive network of pedophiles who, of course, are supporting this. And of course, many of the perpetrators work out of mainstream political offices, churches, you know, institutions that are respected. And what they find is that the most effective people for this, whatever you want to call it, the New World Order or whatever, the International Satanic Conspiracy, the most effective people are the ones who are programmed in such a way that some of the altars are very, very light-oriented. They might be an Episcopal minister or priest. And some of them are very, very dark, including demons. They talk about calling in demons. And some of them supposedly, according to some many survivors, the evil one himself is installed. And M. Scott Peck is one of the first psychiatrists that I know of, in his book, The People of the Lie, who talked about an exorcism in which some Catholic priests were trying to exorcise the demon from this person, and he actually saw the person morph into this reptilian, snake-like, demonic head. And so you hear lots of stories like that. So evidently there is a very, very powerful spiritual component to this stuff. Some psychiatrists, because they want to maintain their credibility, such as Noblet, say that he doesn't see anything supernatural, that he explains everything in a naturalistic way. Many, many others say, no, we're talking real demons being installed in some cases, and the evil one himself. So I'm not going to tell people what to believe, but I can say that, you know, even as a scientist, my motto is, hey, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And it would appear to me that this is satanic, and that it's not just people worshiping Satan. There's no question about that with the Church of Satan and all these different satanic groups, but that there may actually be, we may actually be dealing with powers and principalities here. That's just my take on it, and I respect anybody who has a different opinion.
Right. Now, what was the book that you mentioned by Noblet, Colton, what else?
Yeah, Noblet's book, and he's got two or three, I believe, and these are on sale at Amazon. By the way, some of them on Amazon, like by Ryder, $250 for a used copy.
Ah, that tells you that they don't want us reading this stuff.
That's absolutely right. And if you want to try to get Fritz Springmeier's book on how to create an Illuminati slave, I believe you might have to pay $1,000.
Right.
And not only that, but they've actually written a couple books that masquerade as his book, and they are not written by him. But anyway, the book that you ask about is called Cult and Ritual Abuse by James Randall Noblet and Pamela Sue Perskin.
Okay. All righty.
And I think that's a very good, what he comes to in this book is that, you know, we have something like, he did a survey, or somebody, he quotes somebody who did a survey of some 500 different cultures, and most of them, 90%, had some form of possession cult. Now, possession, he says, is the same thing as what we now call medically dissociative identity disorder, or in the past was called multiple personality disorder. Possession, the individual is possessed. There are altars which have been created, split off by trauma, mind control, ritual oftentimes, and that some of these altars are possessed by other entities or by even the identity of the perpetrator can be installed to some extent. So this gives them the illusion of immortality, that they themselves, the perpetrators, are gods, because these poor victims look at them as God, and that they can install their own identities into these victims, and then that would keep them going into future generations. Another Benny, I guess you could say, for the cult or the organization or whatever you want to call this thing, is that these perpetrators can have installed within themselves, and do have many young altars. So if they're 82, they can feel 10, you know, because the 10-year-old altar can come to the front and have this wide-eyed view of the world, you know. So this stuff is unbelievable. But there is a big influence of the Kabbalah, this mystical Judaism, in many, many of these possession cults, including the Santeria cults from South America and the Brujeria, which are an amalgam of voodoo coming from Africa with the Yoruba tribe, and Catholicism. So many of the people that are programmed, turns out, are Catholics. And so they might have a Catholic front altar that goes to church, and then they have these other altars which are into all this really dark ritualistic magic. So this is very confusing. And within the individual that is programmed, you can have an entire structure. A child can be told, okay, there's a castle inside you with many rooms, and each of the rooms is going to have a different altar personality. And by the way, as you go down into the dungeon, you know, then you get the really scary demons. And, of course, they're controlled by being programmed that if they tell, you know, something terrible is going to happen, they're going to die or they're going to commit suicide or self-destruct. So
now, do you think that religious people are very vulnerable to this kind of indoctrination, and because they are more or less obedience trained, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell kind of thing?
These are tough questions. Why don't you give me your opinion, Deanna?
That's not fair. I asked you first.
Well, you know, I live in Crestone, which is this you know, crucible for experimentation with all these different religious groups, you know. So I'm asking myself those questions, too. I don't want to tread on people's belief structures. I know many
Well, we do know that in the cults that have been absolutely identified, where young people go in and they just basically give up their lives and they do whatever the cult master tells them to do. So we're all aware of that, those kinds of people, that kind of a cult. But I'm thinking, okay, what about the mainstream churches? Are they in any way practicing cult-like tactics?
Well, of course, I think it was the 16th or 17th century when there was a lot of Satanism, you know, sociologically and whatever. I can't remember who it was or what group. I think it was Gnostics who were, you know, who look at Christianity as Satanism. And, of course, Christians look at Gnostics as practicing Satanism. But I think it was the Gnostics that developed the Black Mass, which everything in Christianity is mocked, and it becomes then a ritual sacrifice of a child or whatever, you know, and blood is drunk and all this terrible stuff. So what I'm coming to, and I'm not, I don't claim to really know that much about this, but what I'm coming to is that, you know, within each of the mainstream institutions, each of these can be infiltrated by very, very dark forces and dark individuals who are participating in this cult.
And so when do you think that the Catholic Church was infiltrated?
Oh, boy. you know, there's a lady across the valley who's written a book about this. Her name is Teresa Benz, and she's got B-E-N-N-S. She's got a book about this. And she actually thinks that the Catholic Church was opposing the Judeo-Masonic New World Order, and the popes were speaking out against it until about 1950, when the thing was co-opted more or less completely. And that's her research, that's her conclusion. I wouldn't claim to know. I'm kind of on the edges of it. I go to Catholic churches once in a while, and I'm wrestling with, you know, what's the truth, too.
His superior told Father Coughlin, right, to stand down and to stop talking about communism and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's so confusing. The Catholic Church, I read so many different things. You know, one thing I read is that they're all part of the New World Order, and the CIA is all tied up with the Jesuits. I don't know. I read these things, and it's very important to know. I don't know. But I do know, what I am reading about this kind of international conspiracy, and my simple way to deal with these things is by their fruits you will know them. And if there is a group that is doing ritual abuse and murder and sexual abuse of 2 to 6-year-olds, I'm opposed to them 1,000%. And so who's ever doing this, I think, needs to be exposed and locked up. And again, many of the perpetrators themselves were victims. And people go up through the ranks because then they will have the opportunity to victimize others more than themselves being victims. So the reward structure is you get all the, you know, money, women, whatever it is you want, plus you can hurt others rather than have others hurt you. But you would have all been victimized early on. So it's very sick, it's very sad, it's tragic, and yet some people say there may be as Fritz Springmeier says there may be as many as 10 million mind-controlled sleepers in this country who can be activated at a given time to do this and such and the other. In other words, it's in their subconscious or their unconscious. They don't know it. Now,
sure.
This is pretty big. This is quite a secret weapon, if that is true, and we need to learn about this, and we need to be aware of it. And I think this terrorism thing gives us an in, because I think with the Kennedy assassination, Kennedy, and King, what we saw was the dynamics of mind control on the individuals, such as Lee Harvey Oswald, who was the patsy, and Sirhan, who was the patsy, and then we saw the effect of the trauma-based mind control applied to the entire public. So you have individual and public mind control in these operations. and they are coming from intelligence, I believe. Now, who controls the CIA, of course, is an interesting question. Supposedly it came out of MI6 in 1947. Who controls MI6? Well, supposedly the British government. Who controls the British government? Well, you know, keep going, you know. And these are the important questions. CIA does not work for the American people by any means. It works, has always worked for the financial.
Oh, absolutely.
Sector. Yeah. So I think you can regard the CIA itself as a dissociated cult. And it's dissociated in the sense that one compartment's not allowed to know what the other one does.
Oh, just exactly.
Like, yeah, just like an
doctor,
individual.
We have to go to a break. We've got to pay the bills here at Republic. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. And, Doctor, you mentioned Teresa Benz. What was the name of that book that she wrote?
You know, it has to do with Catholic Church history. I stumbled upon it on the Internet, so I know if people Google her name, Teresa Benz, they can find it. I don't have a copy of it. At one point, I downloaded some part of it and, you know, just off the computer. But I'm sorry, I don't know the name of that. I could look it up here pretty quick.
Okay. You've read things by Colin Ross, too, I'm assuming, right? He's kind of the the go-to guy for this kind of stuff?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, Deanna, you mentioned Colin Ross, and I had mentioned him last time, too, because he did write this book, Operation Bluebird, around the year 2000, in which he detailed all these sub-projects of the MKUltra and talked about the installation of demons even in CIA projects. But there's another book he wrote about 1995, which has to do with satanic ritual abuse. And it turns out he was also a member of the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, which was set up by pedophiles and CIA psychiatrists to discount the memories of the survivors who report them. In other words, to ridicule the therapists and the survivors. So this is completely a false front of the CIA. But Colin Ross was involved with that. So now I'm starting to wonder a little bit more about this character, Colin Ross, because he's a Canadian psychologist and psychiatrist who was head of the Dissociation Foundation or something in Canada. But he's kind of playing both ends against the middle.
But isn't that kind of what they do? I mean, a lot of people do that. A lot of the agents and minions.
I don't know. I don't know the story on that. But I do know that he disappointed a lot of people when he signed up for the False Memory Syndrome Foundation. And what's so fascinating about that whole title, False Memory Syndrome, there is no such thing in a psychiatric sense. They made that up, and no psychiatrist acknowledges that. But if you start to look at the techniques of the ritual abuse programming in children, especially, there are many, many, many tricks and illusions perpetrated which do create false memories. So that's part of, you know, the rabbit hole is trying to sort out the truth from the illusions. For instance, they apparently would use movies. Of course, a young child has a difference distinguishing reality from, say, a movie. And if you remember in David McGowan's series, he talks about the Laurel Canyon group scene. He also talks about this intelligence secret facility with the largest movie studio in the world,
right?
Which is now closed. And, of course, the implication is that Kubrick might have used that to stage the moon landings, but it also, and that top actors from Hollywood were actually being used at that facility. It also could have to do with the programming, the mind control programming. They create illusions. And so False Memory Syndrome Foundation is a very interesting choice of words because, yes, it's a bogus front group, but in fact, they themselves, the perpetrators, create false memories in their victims.
Right. Alrighty, we are going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors.